What they're trying to do in San Antonio right now from a government facility is claim that manipulators from TDCJ all have computer chip and are so talented, and they're not, that they can harm whoever they want from prison, or they're so smart when they're not. The technology used, they're full of shit. I'm documenting what's happening to my face. So they're lying because a government facility is trying to torture. Trying to torture for their criminals that they help to ruin a veteran. No, see, there's a hologram. They try to make it like a computer on your head and all around you. It's not mental illness. They try to make it look that way, but your face, mental illness doesn't move your face. Doesn't slice your mouth on the inside. Fuck no. See, they do a hologram as soon as I say a certain thing. I have friends in another state, targeted individual. He has the same slices in his mouth. I can't speak up, but he is. They keep trying to torture because they want to tell a story. It's not real. Like the woman who said she sees soldiers in her eyes like a TV. Online, I have it. And no. Sorry, your Mexicans from TDCJ that you teach this shit aren't going to be famous. Because you're like, oh, we can fix the world. No. You're not needed. So I'm sitting here recording my face. This is what happens when you expose TDCJ and cops. So bad they wanted to kill someone. Everybody in the world should ask them why. They don't use psychology at all. Everything is sexual. And to think they could do that they thought they could do that to me when they have so much that they do and participate in and cover up and act like they don't know anything. That's because I went to jail and prison. And I observe everything. And it's not manipulating the system. They took advantage of me. I don't have to shut up for anyone. This is how they try to get me to shut up. By using government facility. You're not going to tell a story from TDCJ, their manipulator, who got turned in. Sergeant Nettles wanted to help Jody Bancroft when she's screaming, good luck on your custody. Trying to ruin a veteran and my child, but not the ones that are raped, molested, and that means their dads are still doing it. Not, they wanted to ruin the one who rehabilitated and went to therapy. And it's, you can't force me in a relationship or a friendship with anyone. It doesn't make someone a whore because they don't want y'all or play with officers. Officers try to call people whores, but then you use government technology to manipulate the mind and everything. You are liars. It's on camera. You try to degrade some people, and these are the trash officers. And then you don't ever speak up on who's sleeping with who, who's doing what. You should tell that. Tell that. Ha-ha. You. What's pathetic is TDCJ, you're trash, trying to make somebody who's never been wanted, no matter how talented they claim they are, to be wanted. They're not as talented when they're manipulators. I studied books and finished college. I don't give a damn about their anything. Because I have had a lot of jobs, cars, homes, in a short period of time, and you try to ruin me, but you help your manipulator who have nothing. And nobody's jealous. You don't have no reason to try to ruin me. So I'm podcasting everything that they do. So veterans, you want, and officers, you want to ruin a veteran, security officer, paralegal, and a mom for a bunch of trash who probably, most of them don't have kids, never will. The ones who have kids in CPS custody, your prostitutes, and criminals and gang members, because you like having conversations with them, veteran Nettles. and gossiping. That's very, yeah. Do you understand what rape is by PSYOPs when you have worked with them? But it's not my buddies. It's a government technology used from a government facility like TDCJ. So they like to torture, use you, and then torture again. Like targeted individuals, but I know every single thing because I saw it in prison. So it's interesting to me. No. When they do that, they put a hologram on you like a computer. The technology you use, and everybody else is talking about the things they hear, their voices, they're naming them. The crazy ways you make people look online, and the things that I know, because you use all of this in Texas prison. And they're the cool kids, right? Because they don't get targeted. But they're, yeah, they play along. And they're manipulators or government prostitutes. And no one is jealous. And it's not snitching. Because there's a whole bunch of criminals in Texas prison being made that have the same technology. And then you torture the rape victims. You try to call them whores in a place where they have nothing and no one. And don't say it's too late. You like to work on the psychology of a woman and then feel like you're a strong man in a correctional officer uniform. You're a coward. Because that's the only place you have power over a woman that's in the most vulnerable position in her life. And then you try to use God. And then you try to demean them or you did that to me. And I bet you felt special, like I should be scared. Because you're trying to label a rape victim that was in therapy and was finishing college. And you're slob and you're trash. Because you think you can get away with anything in prison. And you're trying to demean someone you feel like should have no arrogance and confidence. But you should have it all. That's interesting. I've seen some of you in public, and it's not so much like that. So you're only confident and crazy in TDCJ where you try to deem someone a whore or trash because they're rehabilitating whenever it's your trash that are gossiping or hating. So you make examples for people who could not even make it in therapy a day. Because they will never admit anything that's happened to them in their lives or be accountable enough to learn a skill or earn a degree. So you take upon the manly role of a correctional officer to put down someone who did things differently. You're such a man. You should be so proud of yourself in your Texas correctional officer uniform, wearing a badge and a flag. Where you all get to play military every day, even when you weren't in it. And feel like you have control over someone's life and play on the psychology of a woman. But it didn't work with me. So I don't give a damn. Because do all the justice systems have to force someone into human trafficking and play games or try to intimidate, scare, and torture? Is it that serious? You want to ruin someone's life? And then use rituals, religion, mutilation, technology, everything? Or do you focus on me because the Department of Justice was written and they called me a snitch? And I don't have to lie. Because I went to prison, wrote the Department of Justice so I can start off my rehabilitation doing the right thing, not realizing I already told the truth 10 years before. So then they took it out on me like I was a snitch, but I already told the truth. So technically, you wanted to have me killed because you thought I was a manipulator. And I'm not. And you know for a fact. Because they waited till they saw me In changes class, journaling, what I journal, and my natural character with certain people, trying to call me a manipulator only when they get turned in. Because when you try to manipulate me, you thought that people like you can put me down. Because you're so faithful, you're so godly, you're so impressionable, you're so in anything, like, because inmates find you cool to gossip with. And I don't find shit in you. I just observe to understand the environment and my safety and how to react. Not for sex, not for anything. Hell no. And it's interesting how PSYOPs is used. Because it closes a lot of things for me, but it's your manipulators that are not so smart. And I'm not so manipulated. Have you seen documentaries on victims and what they've been through in life? Are you going to talk about all of them correctional officers? And everything they've been through? Or do Mexicans just do that because that's their reputation? But you're the wrong race to do that because a lot of these people have been raped and molested and they won't speak up because they're scared of their dad. Or they're scared. Nobody talks about Mexican. That's a lie. What's funny to me is people like to put your job, your life, your daughter, and everything at risk. As it was done when I was in the military. Was it the military? No. Was it a cop? Yes. So cops think they can do whatever they want. And they realize that. They think they tell the future. They think they give warnings. Ooh. How do you tell the world of cops who don't like to be spoken of? But people are telling the truth everywhere. Of the unjust and unfair and discriminative things done to you. That they want you to just suck it up. This is Texas, right? She's such a victim. She's so traumatized. They think they're untouchable. Some of them will even say, you know, something that they think they can make come true later. So people know you don't fuck with us. But are you completely someone who has clean hands? How do you go apply at a security agency with an owner who has once been dismissed of charges? Because honest cops never even get charges brought up. And then you once knew their cousin, but you didn't know at the time. You found out later through another friend who's a reference who you knew before going to be a security officer. And it's one of those situations that, again, they try to put all the blame on me because collectively they have more experience in law enforcement. But they enjoy thinking they can ruin a security officer. That's interesting. Because all of you lack some kind of moral integrity. That means none of you can discriminate, hate, judge, claim mental illness. I have certain training in the military, and I've seen certain things in prison. I know everything. And by no means is this out of feelings that I'm sharing this. It's just these people think they can discriminate because you talk about them and nobody talks about them. You know, I've heard some rumors before. And the thing is when you get hired somewhere and the first thing they say to you is, how did you get a license? And that's very interesting to hear you say. But I don't say anything at the time. But that doesn't mean you have a right to judge anyone. Because you beat charges in court. Because I could ask you something, but they would say it's not my place. Just because I used to know someone who I no longer know. So it's not about attention or needing some kind of connection, because I don't give a damn. But I worked at a place where cops showed up to take advantage of me. I don't think cops should be threatening a security officer's job, questioning their mental health. You can get away with that targeted individuals in other states and cities when they don't know as much as I know. But you can't do that to me. Because they work. As correctional officers did, closely with an attorney, family court, CPS, and they tried to ruin a mother and child relationship, parent-child, normal parent-child relationship, by lying. They tried to ruin the credibility and my so-called mental health issues they think I have. And they will say and do anything. And that's interesting, because I asked this cop in the middle of our friendship, would you ever put my life in danger? Because I'm telling him what's going on and how hundreds of cops showed up to sexually harass me in uniform as a security officer. I am no longer in TDCJ. You cannot try to do something to me on the way you would do to a criminal or inmate. Because I know a lot about you, I could tell the public, and they would want to treat you the same way. But I'm a victim who went to therapy, like many veterans with PTSD. And you can't go harassing them. So, what happens is that I stopped being friends with some of these people because I realized, after studying myself and psychology, a lot of people are just a projection of mental health and aren't needed in my life, because in order to grow, I have to let these kinds of people go and stop playing along. And they don't realize that that's okay for me. That's not manipulation, because I'm not really allowed to grow around certain people, because I'm stuck in the mode of being that person that plays along with a life I don't really need. And I hate when people make it about them and their ego. And it's my life, my daughter. And they have tried to ruin my life, my car, my job, my apartment. I'm a veteran, and they try to get me evicted on Veterans Day. They want to be legends, to make an example for San Antonio and what they can do, and claim mental illness, or make their people look like they're special, and they're special manipulators. And I called the FBI on many things they do, so I didn't get manipulated. They all got caught. You didn't really get away with much. Their manipulators are so trashier. You want to get away with stealing food stamps? Ooh, you're scary. You want to get away with saying, oh, we kind of did this to her sheets in prison? I don't give a fuck. I don't react because you are people claiming to be a part of something in prison when you're not a part of shit out here. So that's easy to kind of put up with. That doesn't mean I got manipulated. You're not worth a reaction. Because I can get new sheets, buy new shirts. I can go get everything. But I also got a college degree before I left. And they just get reputations like, yeah, we did this. They did nothing that was worth being afraid of. I separate myself because I got better things to do than acknowledge the ignorance of fools in prison. And these people think they're so cool. They're nothing to me. They try to force a veteran towards gang members. And is that judging? That's funny. I would never be a gang member. And these trash like to lie about everything. And I'll let you know that TDCJ, you enjoy watching, huh? You want to laugh? Because you have to find something. So you won't feel insecure. And still, like, take it out on someone else, which is your mental health, not mine. Because I'm not shit to these people in prison. Can you explain to the world, TDCJ, what you did on Facebook? What they did on my background check? And this is going to be a government agency because nobody can change your background check by the government. And no one can put social media from another state on your background check by the government. No one can put a phone number in Georgia, but the government. It takes years to hit your background check. I've never lived in Georgia. It takes years for a credit report to have a hospital bill. And there was a hospital bill from New York. So I didn't get manipulated. A bunch of dumb fools thought they could use my information, find it funny. But in reflection of who they are, you know, these are people who have diseases, prostitutes, sugar daddies, kids in CPS, and you just trash yourself by thinking you trash me because I found everything. I turned it all into the FBI. I changed everything, fixed everything. And then they still try to target me from a government facility for TDCJ to have me evicted. So you wanted to have a legendary story in San Antonio of a veteran? You wanted me to commit suicide, TDC. Did you think that you were worth that? That's interesting. Because you're not. They even use religion. Like, they can force you to kill yourself. And I've already died so many times philosophically because I study that I wouldn't kill myself for officers or inmates or prison. Because I study bigger books, harder books. So, Mr. Gray, next time you want to preach Bible scriptures like I deserve to die, then you're not an ordained minister, you're just a correction officer. Remember what y'all are talking about, because they're running through, or they're, a show is going on through Marlin Unit, and an officer is like hopping around guilty as charged, like a five-year-old. And I watch her dumbass. And see, the thing about my case, am I guilty as charged? I never got to court. I never went to trial. It's one of those things when you plead guilty because you can't afford counsel. And you plead guilty because, you know, I saved people's lives. But I'm not your sacrifice. Because if you thought your lives were going to be saved in TDCJ by... Get the fuck out of me, please don't stop recording. If you thought your life were going to be saved in TDCJ by my death... yeah, right. Everybody thought so. They wanted to march around like they were God. And act like I was so mean and judgmental. And officers wanted to get in for them. I didn't expect them to get in for me. But I wasn't mean and judgmental. They test you. They had this technology where they put certain things on me. And when they saw that I wouldn't take from veterans or hurt veterans or play manipulative games with gang members, they still took advantage. I'm a government facility. Because I always see something different. And I would never be anything to a gang member. They can't take credit for anything. But I'm not your Buddhist that's going to die. TDC. Because they try to call me a traitor and mock America. And they said, America. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a traitor. They hologrammed Buddhist faces online. Is that necessary? I'm supposed to be your sacrifice. And you thought I was so sweet and nice. And then they said, she's so compassionate. But then when I don't play along, they change it. She's so judgmental. Well, they try to use me. And then once they try to use me and they can't, or I ask them one thing, then, you know, I tell them, go kill yourself. Because I don't have to feed you. I do it because I know that some of you are hungry, not because I want to sleep with you like they've tried to do to me. And I don't have to feed no one because it's illegal, by the way. So they were so sensitive. You're trying to claim that TDCJ is such a hard prison, right? But you can't even tell them anything because religion is computerized. Like, they can't have to talk about God, anything else other than God. It's an issue. And they try to mark my face. And they try to take advantage. Ooh. And I'm not a snitch. And none of your trash can take credit because they're nothing in the world. Just to let you know. That's the best part, as people want to take credit for something they didn't do. Like, your whole life mimics that.